弟兄姐妹们平安。
Please be to you, brothers and sisters.
我知道很多弟兄姐妹都听说了我母亲意外受伤的事。
I know a lot of you have heard my mom has accidentally injured.
谢谢大家的关心。
Thank you for your concern.
为了让大家在崇拜当中不会分心，我在崇拜结束之后，也许在后面大家有想要问什么可以再问。
If you want to know more information, please come to me after service.
我想我们每一个人都会同意，我们会坐在这里跟信耶稣有很直接的关系。
I think everyone will agree the reason why we sit here today has direct relationship with Jesus Christ.
而究竟什么是信，叫做信耶稣，如何信，信什么？
But what is faith in Christ? How to have faith? What to believe?
这是一个值得每一位慕道朋友和基督徒都认认真真弄清楚的事。
This is something worth every seeker and a fellow Christian to seriously find out.
耶稣在这世上传道的时间只有短短的三年半。
Jesus spent only 3.5 years on earth to preach the word.
但他所传的信息在2000年后的今天，依然继续不断的在世界各个角落带给成千上万的人生命的改变。
But after 2000 years.What he preached is continuously transforming the life, thousands of life in every corner of the world.
几年前我在重新查考研究耶稣的侍奉的时候注意到有几件事情是耶稣一再重复强调的。
A couple of years ago, when I was restudying the service of Jesus, I noticed that there are several things that Jesus emphasized over and over again.
其中他提到最多次也最最强调的就是信，相信的信，信心的信。
He mentioned and emphasized most with faith, to believe, to have faith.
耶稣对信心的强调显然在他门徒的心中留下相当深刻的印象。
Apparently, his emphasizing on faith had big influence on his disciples.
所以信这个字在四卷福音书当中出现的次数相当相当的多。
Therefore, the word faith was used frequently in the four books of gospel.
尤其是约翰福音。
Especially John.
大家要不要猜一猜，信这个字的动词和名词在约翰福音出现的次数有多少？要不要猜一猜
？Do you want to guess how many times does the word faith appear in John?
差不多100次。
Almost 100 times.
不只是福音书，在全本圣经当中，不论旧约或新约。信的重要性都一再被强调。
Not only in the book of gospel, but in the entire Bible, no matter the Old Testament or the New Testament, the significance of faith was emphasized over and over again.
既然圣经如此重复强调信，那么清楚了解在神的启示当中，究竟什么叫做信，究竟神要人信什么，就成为一件非常重要的事情。
Since the Bible has emphasized definitely about faith,So to clearly understand what is faith in God's revelation, what does God want us to believe becomes a very important matter.
圣经中有好几段经文，甚至几卷书，整段的内容都是要帮助人明白信的意义和信的重要。
There are many Bible chapters and books. Their entire content is to help people understand the meaning and significance of faith.
希伯来书11章就是其中的一段，所以现在请大家打开圣经，翻到希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 11 is one of such. So please open your Bible and turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
这本书写作的目的是要兼顾当时正在遭受试炼而信心动摇的人。
The purpose of Hebrews is to strengthen the unstable faith of those who were persecuted.
你翻一翻的话会注意到这卷书的每一章的重点都是帮助基督徒重新建立对耶稣的信心。
So in this book, every chapter focuses on helping Christians to re-establish their faith to Jesus Christ.
所以除了第十一章之外，每一章的重点都是在强调耶稣的卓越性。
So except chapter 11, every chapter focuses on emphasizing the supremacy of Jesus Christ.
而十一章却是一个插段。
But chapter 11 is an insertion.
是特别针对信心做详细的阐述。
Describes totally about faith.
我们可以先看看第十章的末了。
Let's first look at the last verses of chapter 10.
作者在十章38节以一人 必因信得生，强调信心的重要。
Author emphasized faith in chapter 10, verse 38. He says, But the righteous one will live by faith.
接下来他就用整个十一章来详细解释因信得生的信指的是什么。
Subsequently, he uses the entire chapter 11 to explain what does live by faith indicate.
然后到了十二章的一开头，他又回到整封书信的重点，就是耶稣。
Then he goes back to the center of the book Jesus from the beginning of chapter 12.
而且指出耶稣不只是我们信心的对象，也是我们在信心上的最完美的榜样。
And points out that Jesus is not only the target of our faith, but the most perfect example of our faith.
今年暑假我会用六次的信息来讲希伯来书十一章。
This summer, I will use six Sunday messages to talk about Hebrews 11.
然后第七次用希伯来书十二章的头几节做结束。
And the last message, the seventh message, will on the first few chapters, first few verses in chapter 12.
那讲这一系列信息的目的，当然是帮助所有的人能够清楚明白什么叫做信。
And the purpose of having a series of such messages to help everyone understand what is faith.
而且我们能够借着在平常生活当中的实际操练信心，来深刻的经历神。
And live out the faith in our daily life in order to experience God.
所以今年暑期主日信息的主题就定为因着信经历神。
Therefore, the theme of this summer's message is experiencing God's faith.
今天我们先看希伯来书十一章的头三节。
Today, let's first look at three verses of Hebrews chapter 11.
从这三节的每一节，我们可以各学到一件关于信心的事。
We can learn different things from each of the verses.
好，第一节告诉我们信心可以带来把握。
The first verse tells us faith leads to sureness.
讲得更清楚一点，信心能够让人在一些原本无从有把握的事情上变得有把握，甚至是十分的有把握。
To be more clear, faith will help people to be sure, even very confident, about something they initially are not sure about.
那在这里提到所望之事和未见之事。
Here mentions things hoped for and things unseen.
所望之事指的是现在还没有发生的事情，是对未来的一个盼望。
Things hoped for are things yet happen, a hope for future.
那未见之事指的是肉眼看不见的事。
Things unseen are things that cannot be seen by human eyes.
这可以包括未来的事，也就是现在看不见但将来会看见的事。
Including future events we do not see now, but we will see it in future.
它也可以包括现在的事。
Also including current events.
也就是现在已经存在或者已经发生，只是肉眼看不见的事。
Which has already existed and happened, we just we can't see it by our eyes.
我举个简单的例子来说明。
Let me give you a simple example.
今天晚上你睡觉的时候，你眼睛看到的天空完全是黑的。
When you are sleeping tonight, the sky you see is black.
但你预期明天早上醒来的时候，天是亮的。
But you anticipate the sky will be bright.
这是属于所望之事。
This belongs to things hoped for.
因为明天还没有来到，明天的天亮也还没有发生。
Because tomorrow yet come, the sunrise yet happen.
而且在今天晚上，在你只看到一片漆黑的天空的时候，太阳依然存在在宇宙中。
But tonight, when you're seeing the dark sky, sun still exists in the universe.
地球也依然在绕着太阳运转。
Earth still orbits the sun.
这是未见之事。
These are things unseen.
我知道大家一听这个说啊，这两件事情根本不需要信心嘛。
I know you say, ah, these two examples do not require faith.
但也许我们可以换一个角度来说。
But perhaps we can see it from another perspective.
是我们的信心已经大到让我们认定这是绝对确定的事。
Which is our faith towards these two things is strong enough to make us absolutely sure about it.
第一节就用了实底和确据来表达这样的确定。
Verse 1 uses being sure and certain to express such sureness.
不要小看这两个字，圣经学者对这两个希腊字做了深入的研究。
Please do not underestimate these two words.The Bible scholar has studied these two Greek words thoroughly.
我觉得最值得大家注意的是，这边讲的确定不是根据人主观的感觉。
I think the most thing is the sureness we're talking about here is not according to our subjective feeling.
而是在于那的确是个客观的事实。
But it indeed is the objective truth.
也就是说第一节的意思是说有一些客观的事实虽然在目前的情形当中一般人无法有十足的把握信心却可以带来把握。
In other words, the first verses mean some objective truths, although normal people cannot have absolute sureness about it, but faith will bring the absolute sureness.
在这里我就顺便澄清一些、有一些人对信心的误解。
By the way, let me clarify some misunderstanding about faith here.
中国人有盛行一个观念叫做诚则灵，意思就是说你只要信得够真诚，它就会灵验，会如你所愿的实现。
Chinese people believe the faith needs realization, meaning as long as your faith is genuine, what you wish will become true.
那种信是根据人自己主观意识的信。
That faith is based on one's subjective consciousness.
是一厢情愿的信。
A wishful thinking.
讲得更严重一点，那就是迷信。
More seriously, a superstition.
那不是希伯来书十一章所讲的信。
This is not the faith we're talking about here today in chapter 11.
我们不要以为只有民间宗教的信徒才会迷信。
Do not think only the follower of traditional fake religion is superstition.
很多来教会的人也可能在信心的理解上产生严重的错误。
The Christian may also have serious misunderstanding about faith.
举个实例来说。
Give you a real example.
曾经有一个单身的男孩爱上了一个单身的女孩。
There was a single boy who fell in love with a single girl.
爱得太迫切了。
Loved so much.
就越来越相信那个女孩就是神为他预备的。
Until he came to believe that girl was planned by God.
虽然那女孩知道之后已经很清楚地向他表明毫无意思，他还是不死心。
Even though that girl had told him he had no feeling for him, but he couldn't let go.
后来他根本不管那女孩子的感受，也不听旁边人的劝，就是认定自己主观的感觉是对的。
In the end, he did not care about the feeling of that girl, neither others' advice. He thought his subjective feeling was right.
他以为自己是照着希伯来书十一章一节讲的原则，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
He thought he was following the principle of faith in chapter 11. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and things that.And certain of what we do not see.
只是那种信完全是出于自己主观的私欲，是一厢情愿的信。
However, his faith was based on his own desire, a wishful thinking.
在一些别的教会还发生过好几位弟兄同时爱上一位姐妹。
In some other churches, things happened like some brothers fell in love for one sister at the same time.
或者好几位姐妹同时爱上一位弟兄。
Or, Some sisters fell in love with one brother at the same time.
如果每一个人都来个信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据，那不是天下大乱了。
If everyone takes it as faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of things that what we do not see, won't there be a chaos?
所以我们一定要清楚，希伯来书十一章讲的信心不是迷信的信。
So we have to understand the faith in Hebrew 11 is not a superstition.
不是人出于主观的私心自己制造出来的。
It is not a product of human desire.
而是人对神的一个回应。
But it's faith that the human has to respond to God.
是神先启示他自己。
God first reveals himself.
或者神向人发出呼召。
Or sends out calling.
而要人以信心来回应。
And ask for a response by faith.
比如说神说有永生。
For example, God says there is eternity.
意思就是说人并不是身体死了就没了，而是确实有两种截然不同的结果。
It means human does not go vanished after physical death, but there are truly two different results.
要么是永远与神同在，要么是永远与神隔绝。
Either being with God in eternity or being separated from God forever.
这件事情在身体的死亡发生在我们个人身上之前，只属于所望之事。
This before death happened to us is things hoped for.
要看你是否信，是否以信心来回应。
Depend on whether you believe it, whether you will respond it by faith.
又比如说，圣经说神是个灵。
Or Bible says God is a Holy Spirit.
虽然不像物质是肉眼可见的，神却是真实存在的。
Cannot be seen like other physical material, but truly exists.
对类似这样未见之事。 你是否信？是否以信心来回应？
So on things like this, do you believe? Will you respond by faith?
希伯来书十一章一节所讲的信，不只是跟迷信大不相同，也不是针对一般性的信心来下定义。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 talks about faith. It's not only different from superstition, but also gives a definition to the faith of human's response to God, more specific than general faith.
对，它是特别指人对神的回应。
And it's more specific, meaning the human response to God.
讲得更具体一点，它是在进一步解释十章三十八节，一人必因信得生所指的信，就指究竟是什么。
So to be more precise, it further explains what is the faith in chapter 10, verse 38 describes live by faith.
在未来几次的信息当中，我们会陆续看到，从第四节一直到十一章的末了，有许许多多圣经人物的真实故事。
So on the following Sundays, we will see that from chapter 11, verse 4 onwards, there are many real examples in the Bible.
那这些都是在解释义人必因信得生的真实例证。
And the Bible used them to illustrate, live by faith, and they are the real examples.
那这些人都是在他们人生当中亲身经历过，神要他们相信的是还未发生的所望之事，是肉眼看不见的未见之事。
These people had experienced such things hoped for and things unseen.
这些人愿意以信心来回应，
They were willing to respond by faith.
而且对神的信心带给了他们把握。
And their faith to God bring them sureness.
虽然有些事情对一般人来说是难以相信、无从有把握的，对于这些有信心的人来说，他们却可以有把握，甚至是十足的有把握。
Despite certain things were hard to comprehend, for normal people, but for those who have faith, they were absolutely.Sure about it.
那这是第一节告诉我们关于信心的第一件事。
So this is the first thing about faith that Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 tells us.
第二节告诉我们关于信心的第二件事情，就是信心会带来神的肯定。
Now verse 2 tells us the second thing about faith, which is faith leads to God's commendation.
这边说古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Here it says this is what the ancients were commended for.
这边中文的这个证据可能会让我们有点点误解。
The Chinese, description of this commendation will lead some misunderstanding.
这里证据原文的意思是作证，或者是有好名声。
Commending great means bring witness or good reputation.
跟第一节的确据不是同一个字。
It's different from the sure in verse one.
而是与下面第四节和第五节，的见证是同一个字。
It's same as the word witness in verse 4 and 5.
所以第二节的意思是，古人在这个信上得到了神为他们所做的美好见证，留下了美好的名声。
So verse 2 means God gave a witness to the ancient faith, left them with good reputation.
或者讲得更清楚一点，就是他们的信心带来了从神而来的称许和肯定。
To be more precise, their faith leads to God's commendation.
让我也用一个日常生活的例子来说明这个道理。
Let me use a real life example to elaborate it.
比如说有一天啊，有人送了一罐糖果。
For example, one day someone gives a jar of candy.
爸爸妈妈有事要出门之前想到，哎呀，如果不提醒，小孩子多半会一吃糖。就爱吃到停不下来。
Before the parents leave the house for something, they think if they do not mention it, the kids would probably take the candy and finish it.
他就清楚交代小孩子自己在家的时候先不要吃。
So the clearly instruct the kids who is alone at home not to take it.
那这个小孩子面对这么多漂亮看起来好好吃的糖果，要忍得住不去偷吃几颗，需要信心。
So, facing so many beautiful and yum candies, the kid must discipline himself and take faith for him not to take it.
如果有信心乖乖听话，爸爸妈妈回来之后不只会吃到糖果，还会得到爸爸妈妈的称赞，说不定还有一些更多的奖赏。
If he has faith and obey his parents, after his parents return, he will not only have the candy sweets, but also have the parents' commendation. Perhaps there will be more prizes.
反过来说，如果不听话。
On the contrary, if he does not obey,
虽然偷吃几颗的时候，哎呀，快乐得不得了。
Even though he may have temporary joy when eating the candies quietly.
后来被发现之后，不但会挨骂，还失去爸妈的信任。
But when it was found out, he will be scolded by his parents and made them disappointed.
可能整罐糖果都被收起来，最后连一颗都没得再吃。
Maybe the whole jar of candy will be taken away, left nothing for him.
对神的信心也跟这个类似。
Our faith to God is like this.
肯信靠神，肯照着神的吩咐去做，最后必然有一天会得到神的肯定和称赞。
If we can trust God, obey God, we will receive God's affirmation and commendation eventually.
我知道有一些人一定会想，哎呀，肯定和称赞值几个钱呢？
I know someone will think, how much do affirmation and commendation worth?
还是趁着今天得着些眼睛看得到的实际利益比较划算。
It is more worthwhile to earn something practical today.
不过我也先用个生活的例子来提醒大家，不要小看嘉许和肯定的重要。
But let me warn everyone with a real life example, do not underestimate affirmation and commendation.
有一年我们教会有一群人去参加纽约灵命竞争会。
There was a time a group of people from our church went up in New York City to attend a summer Christian conference.
有一堂聚会谈到了孩子与父亲的关系。
There was one message talking about child-father relationship.
晚上聚会结束之后，我们大家在宿舍里面围一个圈圈分享心得。
After the message, we formed a circle in our dorm to share our response.
其中一位弟兄在谈起自己与父亲的关系的时候，竟然一下哭了出来。
When one of the brothers talked about his relationship with his father, he burst into crying.
这位弟兄来自国内最好的大学。
He's from the topmost university of mainland China.
在康奈尔读博士的时候，无论是修课的考试成绩或者研究论文的发表，都非常出色。
During his PhD study in Cornell, he was excellent in both coursework and research works.
是那种从小就特别优秀的学生。
And he was a straight A student.
那平常非常安静，很少说话。
He was a quiet person.
但那天晚上，他竟然开口讲了很多心中的感受，而且讲到哭了。
But that night, he suddenly opened his heart to us and cried.
为什么哭
？Why cry？
因为从小到大，最最想得到的就是父亲的称赞，却得不到。
That's because the most thing he wanted in his life was his father's commendation, but he did not get it.
其实有类似感受的人比例并不低。
Actually, there are many people who share the same feeling.
也许在座有一些人也能够明白那样的感受。
Maybe many of you have understand what this feels like.
所以不要小看称许和肯定的重要。
So do not underestimate the importance of affirmation and commendation.
它的价值可以远远超过许多物质上的实际利益。
They are far more valuable than any other material benefits.
希伯来书十一章列举了许许多多的圣经人物。
Hebrews chapter 11 lists many Bible characters.
从世人的角度来看，这些人因着信而冒了险、付了代价、做了牺牲，似乎很不值得。
From a secular perspective, these people risked for God, sacrificed a lot for God, seems not worth it.
但是希伯来书提醒我们，这些人的信心带来了从神而来的称许和肯定。
But Hebrews remind us their faith need to God commendation and affirmation.
讲得更准确一点，这些人在凭信心回应神的时候，并不是很功利的，以一个很功利的眼光，把得着神的称赞作为目标。
Which means when they respond to God merely with faith instead of doing it for the sake of receiving God's affirmation.
是很单纯的出于他们对神的信靠和顺服。
They did it only because relied on God and obeyed God.
是想既然这是神所说的，他们就愿意以信心来回应。
Since God has spoken, they were willing to respond by faith.
他们采取信心的行动之后，有的时候神是以世人眼睛看得见的方式给予了肯定和称许。
After they took action, they sometimes received God's commendation in a way that everyone could see it.
但是也有的时候，神所赐的安慰和鼓励，只有他们自己在心中感受得到， 周围的人看不见，也不相信，甚至一直讥笑他们。
But there are other times when God gives them the peace and courage only can be felt by their own heart. The other people could not see it or believe it, even mocked them.
无论如何，对这些人自己而言，他们的信心确实带来了神的称许和肯定。
No matter what, for them, their faith indeed was pleased to God.
而且他们处在神永恒的国度当中，发现那是最最有价值的。
And they are in the eternal kingdom of God and realize that these things are very the most valuable things.
今天在座的我们都已经是成年人了。
We are all adults here.
所以我们面对的信心的抉择，可能不是啊，要不要听爸爸妈妈的话，不偷吃糖果。
So the decision we're making today may not be whether we need to obey our parents, whether to take the candy or not.
但一些信心的原则是类似的。
But some principles of faith are similar.
神盼望我们知道他是一位慈爱的天父。
God is helping us to know that He is a loving Father.
他希望我们认识他，听他的话，接受他的引导。
He wish we could know Him, obey Him, accept His guidance.
因为他一切的引导都是出于爱，要让我们经历最美好。最丰盛的生命。
Because all His guidance is from love, is for us to experience the most beautiful and sufficient life.
他的称许和肯定也是一个还未发生的所望之事。
His commendation and affirmation is a thing that yet happened and unseen.
也多半是一个肉眼看不到的未见之事。
And it's also something that we cannot see.
但是对于肯以信心来回应的人，这不仅是必然发生，而且在还没有得到之前，就可以因着信有十足的把握。
But for those who will respond with faith, it is not only something that will for sure happen, but also they have absolute assurance before it happens.
第三节告诉我们关于信心的第三件事。
Verse 3 tells us the third thing about faith.
就是信心带来更清楚、更正确的知识。
That is, faith needs a clearer understanding.
我知道很多还没有信主的朋友，其实包括当初的我在内，常常会说：“我非得要弄得清清楚楚，知道了我才能相信。”
Many non-believers, including me in the past, often says, "I have to figure it out, then come to believe."
这个想法从一方面来说，非常的有道理。
It seems true.
但是第三节告诉我们另一面也很值得思想。
But verse 3 offers us another perspective which is worth thinking.
这边说我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神话造成的。
Here it says, by faith we understand the universe was formed in God's commendation, or was God's command.
在这里不是知道在信之前，而是信在知道之前。
Faith comes before understanding.
先有信才有知道。
First you have to believe, then come to understand.
或者我换一个方式来说，大家应该都能接受，也就是信心能够带来更清楚、更正确的知识。
In another way, everyone should reckon that faith needs a clearer understanding.
也是举个生活实例来说明。
Also another real life example.
我不知道你小学学算术是怎么学的。
How you study math in your elementary school?
是不是每一次你老师教一教加减乘除教第一次，你都先摆出不相信的态度？
Did you doubt when every time your teacher taught you addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division?
我想多数人跟我一样，老师教的时候，我们以单纯的信心来接受。
I think most of you are like me when teacher teaches us, we accept it by faith.
然后这个信心引导我们继续学算术。
And the faith leads us to keep learning math.
越学越清楚，也越学越熟悉。
The more we learn, the more we're clear and more familiar with.
或者讲学物理吧。
Well, let's talk about learning physics.
我记得没错的话，物理课才一开始就讲到牛顿的第一运动定律。
If I didn't remember wrongly, the first physics lesson started with Newton's first law of motion.
第一运动定律讲什么？
What does it say?
他说，在没有外力的情形之下，或者说外力的总和等于零的时候，物体的运动速度不会改变，静者恒静，动者恒动。
He says the velocity of a body remains constant at least there is an external force to act upon it.
那你是用什么态度来学物理的呢？
What is the attitude you hold?
是先摆出不相信的态度吗？
Do you doubt it?
是要求老师先证明给你看，你才肯继续学下一课吗？
Did you ask your teacher to prove it to you?
你真的坚持眼见为实，先做了彻底的观察，才接受第一运动定律吗？
Did you really insist seeing is believing? Did you observe first and accept the first law of motion?
我猜你并没有花多少时间坐在那里观察你做到的东西是否真的近者恒近。
I guess you didn't spend any time sitting there observing things on your desk, whether they are moving or constant.
如果你真的花了半小时、一小时以上观察，才相信近者恒近，那你真可爱。
If you really did observe half an hour or more than an hour, then you're so cute.
你要么是牛顿那一级的科学家，要么就是我不知道该怎么说的那种很奇特的人物。
You are either the scientist sort or a special person that I don't know how to describe.
我猜你也没有花时间先观察证实动者恒动，你才继续学物理。
But I bet you didn't spend that effort.
如果你跟我一样，我们刚开始学物理的时候，老师根本没有提供一个毫无外力的环境，让我们可以凭眼见真实的看到动者恒动。
If you're like me, when I first started learning physics, teacher didn't provide an environment without any external force to prove it to us.
再怎么样，我们都只最多只做了一点点的观察，听了一点点的基本知识，然后就凭着信心，凭着相当程度的信心，接受了老师和课本上所讲的。
So what most we just did a little observation.Not a little basic knowledge than by a strong faith to accept and believe the teacher and the textbook.
我们是凭着信心继续学物理，是信心带着我们得着了更清楚、更正确的知识。
Because of the faith, we keep on learning physics and come to know more and clearer knowledge.
让我再举游泳做例子，因为我觉得从学游泳最能够看到信心的关键性。
Let me give you another example, swimming, because I think for learning swimming, one can know the key of faith.
请问人学游泳是在岸上就学得会呢，还是要进到水里才学得会？
Where do you think people learn swimming? On the poolside or in the water?
这件事情我是有很清楚的亲身体会啊。
I have a personal experience on this.
当初我妈妈为了想要让我学会游泳，花了不少多少的苦心。
My mom was putting a lot of effort to help me learn swimming.
小时候我父亲的公司有一个很好的游泳池，所以暑假的时候我们每天下午都可以去游。
When I was young, my father's company had a very nice swimming pool, so during summer we went to swim every afternoon.
那不会的人就跟着会的人学。
Those who didn't know how to swimming will follow who did.
我的姐姐、哥哥还有其他跟我同年纪的人没多久就学会了，只有我一直还学不会。
My sisters and brothers.And my peers learned it very soon, but only me still couldn't get it.
别的人都很愿意教我。
Others were all willing to teach me.
他们讲的道理我也都听得懂，还可以重复。
I understood what they taught me, and I can repeat it.
所以游泳的基本原理和所需要的基本技巧，我都知道。
I also understood the principle of swimming and the skill needed.
但是有一个关键的障碍，让我一天拖一天，迟迟学不会游泳。
But there was only one obstacle to prevent me from learning day after day.
就是我太胆小，信心不够。
That's my fear, lacking of faith.
别的人能够帮我其他的忙。
Other people can help me with all other things.
教我的腿怎么打水，手怎么滑，还有人手拉着我或拖着我的腹部。
How to kick, how to push the water, even someone were holding my hands and upheld my tummy.
但是有一件事情没有人能够帮助
我，
就是凭着信心跨出够大的一步。
That's step out with faith.
多坚持几秒钟，不要一怕就退缩。
To hold on longer instead of quitting when panic.
当时我真的是一天又一天，经过很长时间的挣扎。
I was really struggling day after day in a long period of time.
什么时候学会了游泳？
Then when did I finally master it?
是终于凭信心跨出够大一步的那一天。
That's the day I step out with faith.
什么时候我真正清楚知道，哎呀，人真的可以很轻易的利用水的浮力就尽情享受游泳的乐趣。
When did I figure out man actually can float in the water to enjoy swimming?
也是凭着信心跨出够大一步之后。
It is also the day.I took the step of faith.
所以同样的经历神的真实可靠，享受神同在的乐趣和祝福，都是在我们采取信心的行动之后。
Similarly, experiencing God's faithfulness and blessings of His presence happens only after we act by faith.
这一切不会很真实的发生在你个人身上，除非你肯先凭信心跨出够大的一步。
This won't happen to you unless you take a leap of faith.
而且像游泳一样，在经历神的事情，信心不只是可以带领我们进到水里面有一个开始。
Like swimming, on the matter of experiencing God, faith will not only lead us into the water, having a beginning.
信心还可以带领我们不断的进步，进到水深之处。
But it also helps us to moving forward, going to the deep water.
不但不再害怕，还能够享受在 水浅之处体会不到的乐趣。
Without any fear, but to enjoy the pleasure where we cannot be enjoyed in the shallow water.
我不知道今天听了这三节之后，你觉得哪一点对你特别有帮助？
I don't know after hearing this, which one is most impressed.
我想最后我一方面简要的复习这头三节所讲的三件事情，而且也很诚恳的邀请我们每一位都来向神做信心的回应。
I want to quickly go over again the three things from chapter 11 and also sincerely invite all of you to come to respond God by faith.
你愿意像第一节所说的，信心可以让人在一些原本无从有把握的事情上变得有把握，甚至十分的有把握吗？
Are you willing to believe, as the verse 1 says, faith can give absolute sureness to things you are not certain about?
你愿意相信像第二节所说的，信心可以带给人从神而来的称许和肯定吗？
Are you willing to believe, as the verse 2 says, faith needs God's commendation and affirmation?
你愿意相信像第三节所说，信心可以带给人更清楚更正确的知识吗？
Are you willing to believe, as the verse 3 says, faith needs to clearer understanding?
如果你的答案是肯定的，
If your answer is yes,
凭着信心来走这一生的道路。
Please walk the journey with faith.
因着信来经历神。
Experience God by faith.
我们一同来唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a song.
一个信心的道路也是恩典的路。
The path of faith is also a path of blessing.
你肯凭着因着信心来往前跨，你就进到了神的恩典当中。
If you canStep out with faith, you also step into the path of grace.
我跟陈宁会中文英文交替唱，但大家可以用自己习惯的语言唱。
陈宁 and I will sing both English and Chinese, but you can sing your preferred language.
你是我的主，引我走正义路，高山或低谷都是你在保护，万人中唯独你爱我认识我，永远不变的应许，这一生都是祝福，一步又一步，这是恩典之路，你爱你手将我紧紧抓住，一步又一步，这是盼望之路，你爱你手牵引我走这人生路。 Lord, you are my God, the shepherd of my life. Through the hills and valleys, you're always by my side, calling me by name, You've chosen me with love, blessing me abundantly. Your promise will never change. Every step we take, you lead us with your grace, your love, your hand will hold us close to you. Every step we take, you lead us with your grace, your love, your hand will guide us through the path of grace.
从头, from the beginning.
你是我的主, 引我走正义路, 高山或低谷, 都是你在保护, 万人中唯独, 你爱我认识我, 永远不变的应许, 这一生都是祝福。 这是恩典之路, 你爱你手, 将我紧紧抓住, 一步又一步, 这是盼望之路, 你爱你手, 牵引我走这人生路。
请思琴继续谈。 我们有点安静祷告的时间。
Let's have a quiet time. Pray.
我们可以利用这段时间对神有一个信心的回应。
We can use this time to respond to God by faith.
你是否相信我们的主是要引我们走正义路？
Do you believe that God will guide us to the path of righteousness?
你是否相信无论是高山或低谷, 主都在保护?
Do you believe that no matter what, God is protecting us?
你是否相信在万人中唯独主最深的爱我们认识我们?
Do you believe that God is calling us by name and know us with love?
你是否相信神永远不变的应许让我们这一生都是祝福?
Do you believe that God will bless us abundantly and give us a promise and never change?
你是否相信在主的爱中这一步又一步都是恩典之路?
Do you believe that in God's love, every step we take leads us to God's grace?
这一步又一步都是盼望之路。
Every step we take, it leads us to hope.
你愿不愿意把你的手今天就交在主的手中?
Are you willing to give your hand to God's hand?
让他的爱,他的手都将你紧紧抓住。
Let His love and His hand hold you tightly.
如果你愿意,你就在你的心中跟主说, 主啊,我愿意。
If you are willing, please, in your heart, say to the Lord, I'm willing.
如果你的手已经很久没有让主给握着了,
If your hand haven't been held by God for a long time,
你是否也愿意跟主说, 主啊, 我愿意今天再次把我的手 完完全全地交在你的手中。
Are you willing to tell the Lord, Lord, today, I want to give my hand, give my all to you?
让我们都以信心来回应他。
Let's respond to the Lord with faith.
你是我的主，引我走正义路，高山或低谷，都是你在保护，万人中唯独，你爱我认识我，永远不变的应许。 都是祝福。一步又一步，这是恩典之路，你爱你手将我紧紧抓住，一步又一步，这是盼望之路，你爱你手牵引我走这人生路，
一步又一步，这是恩典之路，
一步又一步，这是恩典之路，你爱你手将我紧紧抓住，一步又一步，这是盼望之路，你爱你手牵引我走这人生路，
你爱你手，
你爱你手牵引我走这人生路。
主啊，你看到我们每位弟兄姐妹和朋友对你的回应，
Lord, I have seen the brothers and sisters and friends respond to you.
愿你保守也来坚固这样子的信心，
May you bless us and strengthen our faith.
让我们能够更坚定的来走这个恩典之路，盼望之路。
Let us walk on the path of grace, path of blessings.
听我们的祷告，
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名，
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.